some holidays, that blessing over the wine, Bore Poriha Goffin, might stand a little added fizz. This Hanukkah, there is He Brew. Get it? A beer otherwise known as the Chosen Beer. Do we need to add it's brewed by the Schmaltz Brewing Company? Talk about chutzpah. You can get it in three varieties, the Genesis Ale, the Messiah Bold, and special, just for Hanukkah, Miraculous Jubilation. I can't keep a straight face. The founder and brewer of Hebrew the Chosen Beer joined us in our studios, Jeremy Cowan. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me. L'chaim.
And L'chaim, good yontif. And can I assume this is kosher beer?
It is. It's kosher certified and accepted by all the largest international kosher organizations.
You mean you brought a rabbi in to make a bracha over this beer?
Of course. And the rabbi loves it. His favorite part is coming to taste the quality of the goods.
Well, how did you start brewing beer?
Well,
this way.
It actually started with the concept more than anything. It was an inside joke with some friends from high school when we were, I was growing up in Northern California. Mm-hmm. And there's not a big Jewish community when I was growing up. It's much bigger now. And we thought, you know what the Jews in America really need? They need their own beer. And we thought, wow, it'd be so cool. We'd call it Hebrew, the Chosen Beer. And the tagline would be, don't pass out, pass over.
Sorry.
Giggles are encouraged. It's part of the fun.
And I haven't even tried your brew yet. My gosh. Okay. Although it's a morning show, I think we've delayed enough. your first brew was?
Genesis Ale.
Of course.
The first creation.
Absolutely. Can we try
it? Yeah, absolutely.
All right. It's...
This beer is designed to go kind of in between traditional pale ales and amber ales.
Well, L'chaim.
L'chaim. Yeah. I'm going to join you. There
okay.
you go.
Mmm. Puts hair on my arm, kind of like Esau.
There you go. Well, I'm not sure the Jewish community needs a lot more hairy men out there, but we're doing just fine without the beer.
Just because we are a morning show, I'm going to take some peanuts, too. Just a little something to balance. So the next beer you got.
Sounds good.
Miraculous Jubilation.
Jubilation. It's my 8th anniversary this year. So as amazing as it sounds, Hebrew's been in existence for 8 years. So this year it was going to be 8 malts, 8 hops, 8% alcohol in honor of Hanukkah. And so this has been my most ambitious beer to date. It's a strong... dark, yummy brown ale that is very malty and hoppy and high alcohol.
This goes in a plastic cup. Thank you. This is,
yeah,
some brew here.
You can definitely taste
Mr. Cowan, or whatever you call it yourself.
The chocolate malts. It's well hopped. Mm. It's just strong and rich, but it's not overwhelming, right?
No. But it is what they call a well hopped beer.
There you
isn't
go.
It?
And for people who like chocolate, for people who like red wine, this is a dessert beer. This is something to be savored and enjoyed. It's 8% alcohol, so it sells in 22-ounce bottles. So this one beer is about the equivalent of 4 or 5 Budweisers.
Mr. Cowan, thanks very much. And thanks very much for coming in personally. I'm not sure it would have worked nearly as well if we'd done it as a satellite hookup.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
And happy holidays to you.
Thank you. You too.
Jeremy Cowan, let me see if I can still read the script, is the founder of Hebrew, the Chosen Beer. And you can find out more about Schmaltz Brewing Company at our website, npr.org.